This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There were other executive branch vacancies filled today. Secretary of Energy, for one, as well as a new head of the Environmental Protection Agency. Gina McCarthy is her name. And she is also going to have her hands full, in part because late Friday afternoon, the State Department came out with a draft report on the controversial Keystone XL pipeline, the one that's going to bring crude from the oil sands up in Canada down to American ports. The State Department said building it would have no additional impact on climate change, good or bad, because the oil would just get to market by train instead. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Troe explains.
Michael Levy at the Council on Foreign Relations says pipelines are the cheapest way to move oil, about $5 a barrel. And sure, the oil companies up in the Canadian tar sands would prefer to spend that.
But if it turns out they need to spend $20 a barrel to move it by rail, they're going to do that instead of leaving this $100 a barrel oil in the ground.
Since railroads already carry tar sands oil and plan to carry much more, it doesn't matter if the Keystone XL pipeline gets built or not, from a climate change perspective. That's what the new State Department report says, that the tar sands oil is going to get transported and burned, and its greenhouse gases will go into the air no matter what. But Anthony Swift with the Natural Resources Defense Council says not building the pipeline buys more time.
One of the first steps to addressing climate change is to stop making things worse. Keystone XL clearly would make things worse. More tar sands would be produced more quickly.
Instead of giving the U.S. a chance to cut back on oil consumption, Jeff Elliott follows rail transport at Oliver Wyman. He says no one can predict how much oil will move by rail in the next few years.
It's hard enough to see your hand in front of your face, much less, the horizon.
He says tar sands oil is so thick, it's easier in a way to put it in a rail car than dilute it to flow through a pipeline. And so rail business for oil is bound to keep growing, no matter what happens with Keystone XL. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.